Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are now listening to the Black Tech Matters podcast, and we're bringing you the most exclusive and profound conversations surrounding black people in technology. We're talking everything black tech, science, business, mental health, finance, and fitness. And now let's get into the show.
Black Tech Matters episode 5. I have my man Rasul Muhammad here. We actually met by Greenbrier Mall in Atlanta, going to the same Creole Orleans food truck, which has some of the best Creoles, Haitian, New Orleans style food out. If you're ever in Atlanta, check out that food truck.
That's right.
Rasul was telling me while we were waiting in line and getting our food about a company that he was starting. That's basically going to be a wholesale distribution support network for Black-owned products and businesses where they purchase the product up front through sponsorships and or donations to help get nationwide distribution for Black products. So I'm not an expert on what he does. I'm going to let Rasul talk. Rasul, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, like what you're about and what your company's about.
Okay, yeah. So my name is Rasul Muhammad, as he said. I am the collaborative co-founder of Project Outsource Connects and Global Apprenticeship. We've actually been in business since 2015 and have been growing and establishing several relationships throughout the world. But we've decided to start a project that will focus on Black businesses and our needs, because we already know Black businesses tend to get the short end of the stick. So we found a way to get past a lot of our challenges. In addition to that, we already know that there's trillions of dollars in Black spending that takes place, and it goes right out of our community to the hands of others. So we started the BEI Network, and that stands for Business Expansion Initiative. So our goal is to raise capital to fund Black businesses by purchasing their wholesale products. So we have, you know, a lot of companies that make soaps right now, soaps, toilet tissue, toothpaste, our regular things, in addition to clothing and bags and things of that nature. But the issue that we tend to have is we're doing it all ourselves, and then we have to send out. We have to manufacture. We have to take all this extra time and money. And then we have to put a price tag on it, retail price, for the masses, you know, for the Black people to purchase. And those who love Black businesses like yourselves, like myself, we want to support. So we still purchase these products. So what we decided to do was, let's raise this capital and let's purchase these products wholesale from our people. Now we're talking about recycling the Black dollar in our community, because we're taking this, we're purchasing wholesale, then we're having it housed in a warehouse in a fulfillment center. You know, check your language. Who's doing that right now? Amazon.
Right.
You know, they have their
exactly. So it's like you handling the purchasing part, and then you handling the logistics for them, and then through the logistics parts with the warehouse, you got the distribution network.
Exactly.
And so, like I kind of asked you earlier, I took it a step further, which I always do. I'm sorry, but it's
not
like, you know, we need to also help some Black business owners in certain cities that we view as high priorities have like small brick and mortar stores. Kind of like, I remember like the, what you say, as seen on TV, you know, those stores where like the products you see on TV, if you don't want to order them, because everybody doesn't order online. A lot of people do, but everybody doesn't want to. Sometimes they want to be able to see it, taste it, smell it, hear it, whatever, feel it. And so I was thinking, like, if there's a way where you can do like some type of franchise situation where certain people who are interested in owning a store or brick and mortar in those neighborhoods to sell those products directly to consumers, that'll broaden the distribution network in certain cities, because there's certain cities where we don't even own none of the bodegas. We don't own none of the small 99 cent stores.
We don't
own none of the general goods stores. And I'm just like, man, this is crazy. We got to figure out a way for somebody who's ambitious, who lives in that city, who has some relationships, to be able to get the financing for the lease and the build out of that store.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you said something on the horizon, but
Yeah, that's exactly. That's something along the horizon. Our focus, our main focus is this. We need to raise the capital. That's first and foremost, because that capital is going to go to the purchase of the wholesale products. We currently have an actual online model that we're establishing, because everything, we have our soft launch, but we're going to do the hard launch, the full launch in around March or May of 2021. But our focus is raising the capital up so we can make the purchases of all the wholesale items for those who have joined the network. And then from there, we would actually be able to sell those products on the online mall. Now, we are also focused on sponsorships and partnerships.
Partnerships.
With partnerships, you're talking about those, like you mentioned earlier, we were talking, you asked about Black Mall and how is it different? So really, at the end of the day, we want to work with all of our people that are doing these great things for our businesses. So Black Mall is a one that has directory, or we got the, what's the other one? Official Black Wall Street. We got directories and we got Black Mall that have products. One thing is, let's work together to get your current clientele on board so they can get their products purchased wholesale. You see? So we want to work with those companies to not necessarily just, you know, we're working together. There's no competition. A lot of times we as Black people get into the competition mindset where now we thinking somebody's trying to outdo us and all. No, we ain't talking none of that. We talking Black unity right now. You know,
what you got to understand is, listen, you know, McDonald's is mostly always across the street from a Burger King. There's churches across the street from Popeyes. And I think because, you know, when you have somewhat of a minority mindset, you think only one of us can be doing this, right? Uh-huh. You know, it's like, you're not going to make your burger the same way I make my burger. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to make your shoes the same way I make my shoes. Unless you're copying my design, and then I have to sue you. But as far as like just that mindset, like I got to be the only one, or I got to be the first one, or I have to get the credit. Yeah. Because there's a little bit of a mania attached to, you know, how successful and how scalable being a Black business owner is in America.
That's right.
So my thing is this, you know, if we can get out the competition mindset and get into the collaboration mindset and the collective bargaining mindset and saying, you know what, there's a way for all of us to coexist.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like we go to businesses all the time that coexist with each other. Why ours can't? And I just think, like I said, when there's so much racism, so much redlining, when not just when it comes to real estate, but just when it comes to, okay, I'm not just going to go to college, right? You're more of a threat if you say, I'm going to be an entrepreneur on top of having a college degree. Or while I'm getting my college degree, I'm going to still be an entrepreneur. You know, I don't have to just be one thing or the other. I could be, you know, a multitude of things based on my level of competency and focus, and based on my mentors and my network. Right.
Exactly.
And so when you told me about what you were doing, I definitely was interested, because I'm like, there's so many different Black companies that need that first big bulk order purchase.
Exactly.
To be able to reinvest into making the product better and helping the product evolve. And that confidence, they like, man, if I can get into the BEI, I know I'm going to have the confidence that my company is going to be able to do well, and I'm going to have distribution, and then I can go and create some more products. But go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah. No. You are on it 100%. That's on it. Because, like, once again, we're about redistributing the Black dollar and recycling it in our community. You know, right. And I love the sign you got in the back, Black Tech Matters, you know?
Yeah, see, that's the name of the podcast.
Exactly. And see, one of the things that we deal with is the Black dollar matters. Because we see that they don't care about Black lives, but they care about Black dollars. They're quick to get our money, you know? But
well, when somebody wants to take advantage of you, they're going to take whatever value that you have, and then they're going to consume that value, and whatever else, they're going to discard it.
And see, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, our unity is more important and more powerful than an atomic bomb. You see, our unity, our greatest resource, we're not tapping into. It's the human resource. Because like you said, we don't get a lot of, they don't give us loans like that. We ain't getting no capital. They're not going to do that for us. It's rare. You know, really right now, most of us are trying to take advantage of EDIL, you know, now that's the quickest way, the easiest way to get something for your business. And that's a smart move, because we weren't getting none before. But
They really set it up. You know, they set it up because they had to.
Yeah.
They had to do this for the whole country, not just for us. It's not specifically for us.
But this is what I think
we need to really take advantage of every positive thing America has to offer. We've taken advantage of every negative thing that America has to offer.
Definitely.
Or or it's taking advantage of us, but we need to take advantage of everything. So when I say Black Tech Matters, I'm not just talking about Black technology or Black people in tech. I'm talking about Black technical thought, technical movement.
Yes.
You know, exactly. It has to be extremely technical, you know, as a minority in the United States to be, you know, successful on average, right?
Exactly.
So my thing is be like, oh, well, yeah, Black people are successful, some of us, but my thing, when you look at the United States, you look at the middle class.
That's
if somebody's
right.
in a third world country talking about coming over here, they're not looking at the top. They're looking at the people on the bottom and in the middle because that's where they finna start at.
Exactly.
So I want the average Black person to be doing well, not just financially, but psychologically, yeah. emotionally as well, too. And so
exactly.
that's why when I say Black Tech Matters, it's like, no, we talking about the average person. I'm talking about eliminating the ghetto.
Exactly.
I'm talking about gentrifying before it even comes. You
and see that's
what I'm saying?
About. Yeah.
Yeah. So
right.
I went on a little tangent, but I do that sometimes.
No, you're good. Like I said, to my point, bro. That's what
yeah.
it's about. That's what these discussions are for, you know? And so yeah, the human resource, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
the most important thing that we have. Because they don't give that to us, then that means that we have to work together and take what we have in our concepts and our ideas and even our small dollars and pool them so we can do great things with it. It's all about pooling our resources.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just being collectively and then having an agenda of like, listen, mm-hmm. this is what we own. This is how we gonna move. You know what I mean? This is the businesses that we like. This is the businesses that we feel like that might be second priority. This is some of the kids and people that we identify who is smart, you know, and we need to have this vertically integrated, system of like, you got the elders, you got the middle age, you got the kind of like, you know, the millennials, and then you got the kids that are from the time that they become in school, they know. If I want to be a scholar or a great artist, I can do that. If I want to be a businessman, I can do that. There's nothing that I can just want to aspire to that I can't do just because I think, because I'm Black, I have a limited scope mm-hmm. of opportunity.
Exactly.
And that just needs to be our agenda. Like you said, the human capital, right?
Yeah.
And collectively working together. And so, like mm-hmm. I said, when you told me about what you guys are trying to do, the only thing I was like, man, how long is it going to take for you guys to launch? How much money are you trying to raise? You know, and what else is it going to take to get this thing executed?
Mm-hmm. And see, and we've been investing our own money in it, and that's how we got to start anyway. That's the best way to do it. To invest
yeah.
our own money and then open it up so others can start investing or and sponsoring it. Now, as a member, one of the main focuses for our memberships is marketing. Because at the end of the day, a lot of times we don't spend a lot of money on marketing. You know,
right.
we use certain avenues and we stick to that or we don't do much at all. And it's mostly word of mouth. So Project Outsource Connects, we had a focus on marketing from the jump and we've marketed several companies. So taking that and applying it to the membership, when you have a membership, and a membership, by the way, I might add, early bird signups are $100 a month. Take $100 a month and you have us actually marketing your business itself 24/7.
We got to look at marketing as an investment and not an expense.
Exactly. And we're
right.
taking that on because if you look at it, most companies spend thousands of dollars on marketing, larger companies, you know,
right.
thousands. And we don't even put $100 or $200. Some of us do. But if you do, then you really see the value of $100 a month when you're talking about constant marketing of your business and the businesses on our network. And
right.
of course,
so
also
do members, do members, you guys also purchase their products or is it
yes.
a tier membership where like for $100 a month, we market and promote your business. And then for some businesses, we also purchase your product. But
no,
cause I don't know
everybody
if you're purchasing everybody's product. Okay.
Everybody
so
they
not, if you guys choose to purchase their product, their member, they pay $100 a month. So
mm-hmm.
that's them reinvesting in you guys for making that first initial bulk purchase from them.
Exactly. So when
okay.
they actually come on, they're $100 a month. And like I said, this early bird special. After we do our main launch next year, it's going up to $200.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
but with that, we're going to market their products 24/7. And we're also going to purchase their products wholesale.
Wow.
And that will be a constant thing, ongoing. And in addition to that, of course, I mentioned working with the logistics companies to actually get it to people quicker. We already saw what happened with USPS, with UPS, and with FedEx this year. You know, it's been crazy getting simple packages. But with the fulfillment centers, having those locations in place where we can get the product to you quicker and having Black companies that are willing to deliver those products, that's going to really take it to another level.
You know what? That was funny. You talk about UPS, FedEx, and USPS, man. I was overnighting something yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in FedEx, said overnight from Atlanta to Chicago, $170. Then I said, you know what? Wow. All right, you know what? I might have been a little big headed coming to FedEx. Let me go to UPS. UPS was 130. Mm. I said, you know what? You know what? I went from Gucci to Target. Now I need to go back to Walmart. So I went to the USPS, bro. $39.
Exactly.
$39 to send that package overnight. Of course, it was before 4 o'clock. I made sure I got there early. And they also had a self-service kiosk.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to wait in that long line that everybody had to wait in. And I said, you know what, man? Shout out to the post office, man. We got to keep the post office in operation. First of all, a lot of good black people have good jobs and benefits through the post office.
Yes, definitely.
Now, does it need a little bit of an attitude shift maybe, or a change in the culture? Maybe. I'm not sure.
Definitely.
I just know what the stereotype is, right. But at the same time, I was like, $39 overnight, 800 miles away, and everybody else was charging over $100, over $100. And I was like, you know what? We need to keep the post office in operation, man. And, maybe you guys could work out a deal with them to where their preferred shipment partner or something like that. I don't know. I just know that there's been a lot of talk about shutting down the post office. And the first thing I thought about is, look at all those black people with good jobs and benefits, government benefits, might be out of a job. And then now that I see that the pricing disparity, way.
That's the beauty of the partnerships, because you can be a BEI partner. It doesn't matter if you're a large company, small company, white, black, whatever. It don't matter. The partnerships are partnerships. At the end of the day, we want to ensure that we bring success to our people, and we put a plan in place to actually bring those solutions into our lives.
So what are you guys developing, your own proprietary software for some of the logistics, or are you outsourcing to a software company?
We have black logistics companies that already have their fees and everything lined up. So we'll work with those companies to ensure that they're able to also eat and they're able to get these products out. Oh, and one thing I did not mention, for the products that we purchase, we actually, because we're focused on quality. At the end of the day, everything we're focused on is on quality and also health. So we're making sure we have a quality assurance aspect to this to ensure that every product is approved that we actually purchase that's on our network. Your product has to go through quality assurance and approve that it's the best quality, period.
Quality control is huge, because you don't want to say, oh, we just buying black products and they're not quality. My mom used to she used to love Aldi, in the Midwest, Aldi, whether you paying with cash or food stamps, bro. Aldi got some good food, but it's viewed as like one of the lower level supermarkets. But everything my mom ever got from Aldi was good. It was good quality. And then when you find out, Aldi's like Whole Foods in Germany.
Yeah.
And they're the highest supermarket in Germany. So what they did was, this is what they did. They figured out how to get some wholesale stuff at a good price. They put some stores in the hood and they said, we're going to get this food stamp money. Mm-hmm. So black people making all them Germans rich.
Exactly.
Now all these expanded to middle class and upper class neighborhoods. It's an Aldi in Buckhead.
Yeah.
It's an Aldi in the nice area of Decatur.
All over,
So look how everybody else is figuring out how to expand, and how to feed us when we really need to be expanding on our own and feeding ourselves.
That's right. 100%. And in addition to that, it's all about the name. The only reason why people go to the stores is name brands. We got hyped up name brands, but we're killing that right now. Now we're starting our own brands. We have our own brands. We just have to know where they are and how to get to them. Now, just as an example, you got Walmart. Out of people go to Walmart to purchase their soaps, their tissues, their whatever. They go there to buy it. They go to Target to buy those things. They go to Kroger's to buy those things. But see, with this, and now everybody's using Instacart. Now people ain't even going to stores no more, but they still sending you to the same place.
Amazon, Instacart, all of that.
Mm-hmm. But see, this is how we can focus on getting our people to purchase from us. Because at the end of the day, if we're getting these products wholesale from our companies, then we can be competitive with the prices of the regular stores. You see?
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Because we want to make it, honestly, we want to make it lower, a lower price, just under the retail value of everything else that's in the stores, but a better quality of all of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, man, I'm excited for you guys. Like I said, we met over a month ago. We've been trying to schedule this thing. Our schedules were overlapping. This is like therapy for me. Talking to other business owners, black business owners, and people that's trying to do things that can grow and that can become robust and also make a difference. Yeah. And I appreciate you being on, and let's follow back up in, you know, 6 months or a year mm-hmm. after you launch and see how things are going. And in the meantime, you know, I can mm-hmm. in the background try to hook you up with a few people and see what they got for you.
Okay, definitely. And I also want to share my information. Of course, you can literally go to thebinetwork.com. Thebinetwork.com. Okay. You type that in, you can go there and see the you can see the packages, the membership packages, the sponsorship packages for individual sponsors, just to support a black business.
Right.
$50 for an individual just to put in. If you're a business, you're successful like that, go ahead and put in that $5,500. And it shows the benefits that you get with it, not just what it is that, oh, just give, put money. No, everything that we put out there, there is a benefit with it. You know, we want to make sure that we're marketing these companies and pushing right. and making sure that everyone's successful and recycling yeah. that. So
the quality control network, and the health part of it is dope too. Yeah. So mm-hmm.
I ain't even shared yet. We got a whole affiliate okay. piece that we're gonna be launching soon as well. And see, that affiliate piece is focused on really allowing a percentage to go out for every single person who gets someone else to sign up.
Right.
A percentage to you.
For I mean, listen, bro. Uber does it. Lyft. All these yeah. companies do it. When they first came out, they like, refer somebody, we'll give you $20.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So people do that. We need to do the same thing and not be counting each other's money.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I had one sometime. One time, it was this car service in New York when I was living out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I told this dude I was cool with. It was a new car service. And I was like, bro, I'm going to send you my referral code and you're going to get a free ride of $5 or $10. He's like, yeah. What you get? I'm like, man, what you think I'm getting? What do you think I'm finna get from a car share service? You think they'll give me $1 million? And even if they did, you should be happy for me. Because I might be able to help you. I don't know. That's just kind of, you know what? Listen.
We got to work together, man.
Yeah, keep doing the affiliate programs, bro. Or the referral yeah. programs. And all right, cool. So listen, just email me over your information that you want me to put in the links and everything.
All
and
right.
then once I post every, you know, I'll make sure it's in there so people can reach you or they can go to the company and look at the promotional video that you sent me.
Definitely. I'll send you all that. Because, and that promotional video we created, that was based off of what was going on at the time, but what's been going on. This ain't nothing new. They've right. been killing in the streets, you know?
Yeah.
This ain't nothing right. new, but now is the time where, because of the lockdown, we had less distractions to distract us from the issue at hand that was right in front of our face, because we yeah. couldn't just go back and just, you know.
We was moving too fast. There was too much going on. Yeah.
We can't go back to sleep.
We can't never go back to sleep. I was never sleep. I never was. You can ask my teachers from when I was back in the day. They're like, oh, man. Right. You know what I mean? So, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's, you know, but no, we'll talk about that next time, bro.
Definitely, bro. Definitely.
All right, so I appreciate you coming on, man. Yeah, and then we're going to have to go, you know, do a vegan dinner somewhere or something, man. You know, or something. I'm going to link up with you, smoke a cigar, man. All right.
You vegan?
No, but I just try to eat healthy.
I know spots now. I know some.
Yeah,
spots.
Yeah. Hey, send me over. I'm trying to do better, man. I'm trying to do better as far as my diet. So that's why I tell people we're gonna meet up. I put that vegan spots first, and then yeah. depend on, you know, what we do afterwards. You know, everything else second.
Oh, all right, man. Well, I'm with it. What's good?
All right.
Good looking with you. Good talking with you. And I hope to hear from you and everyone that's watching soon.
All right, I appreciate it, bro.
Thank you for listening to the Black Tech Matters podcast. We hope you enjoy. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Black Tech Matters 2 and on Twitter at Black Tech Matters.
Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.